It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
We have full lines. Now I'm better. I feel better already. Now I feel like, you know, rolling up my sleeve and affecting healing a lot of people. That's nice. All right, now we're going to take the John in Tucson, 866-8883. That's an 800 number. Okay, now, go ahead. John, Tucson.
Hi, Roy. I wasn't going to call, but I wanted to take to your challenge.
Attaboy.
I noticed myself, too. I do that. I'm guilty of that with the people-pleasing.
Yeah, but you mustn't do that. You've got to stop looking for love in all the wrong places. It's not out there.
I know it. Luckily, from meditating, in doing that, even when I'm not formally meditating now,
yes, of course,
when it's cropping up, which is
yes, I mean, you can nip that in the bud. You can just watch it and see that it's not a real hunger, and it's not cannot be fulfilled by all the things that you do to get it.
No, it can't, because then I notice when I do, if I say something or do something and it's not taken to or it's ignored, then that's when those judgments start
to get frustrated. You expect, you're a nice guy, and they you exploit you or they ignore you. And it's either way, it's a reason for judgment, and that makes you inferior, and the whole thing starts again.
That's right. And I have my own issues. I shouldn't be solving other people's or doing things to make them
Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it nice and simple. Let's start with the ball rolls between love and hate. So if you look for approval, that's where you need to look, because they're both equal. The hate is equal to the love. The love is reaching out for the wrong, for what hate is. How can I say this? Hate separates you from God. Love your neighbor. Don't hate your enemy. See?
Right.
You know, so do kindness to those who hurt you, kind of thing. But how can you do that if you have hate? But you can if the enemy can intimidate you and separate you from what you intuitively know and the Bible corroborates about loving your enemy. And now it gets perverted. Now you feel guilty and you feel empty because you've disobeyed the laws of the Creator, your conscience, and your conscience follows you as a guilt. But now the guilt gets twisted as to mean, well, maybe I haven't been good to that person. Maybe if I love him, he'll love me back. And that is seen for the weakness it is, and you will always be exploited. And
that's right.
even if you get the love, it's not worth anything because you've made that person the object, the love object, which should have been God. God is the love object, not the person.
Yes, and you make up for it in the wrong way.
Of course you do. It's a damnable trick.
Well, I suppose at this point, just as far as that's concerned, a recommendation to just keep watching that?
Well, the recommendation is charmingly simple. You know, believe me, you've been listening to me long enough to know that I'm a very simple guy.
Yes.
And that everything I'm trying to show, everything I show you boils down to two things. The first thing, actually three things, but it's really one that becomes two, that becomes many. And, of course, it grows in you, so you don't even know you're doing it most of the time because it simply evolves like a flower, unfolds and becomes a huge a small tree becomes a huge tree. You know a tiny seed? The mustard seed, the smallest of all herbs, becomes the mightiest of all trees. So it just naturally grows from the eternal gene that's inside you. And that eternal gene gives you the power to look at your feelings because they all lie to you. You've become a feeling self. The minute you get upset, you're no longer a rational self. You become an emotional, irrational self, a psycho, illogical person. In other words, your psyche is controlled by your emotions, which have been evoked by being upset. And therefore, the whole range of your passions, all the good thoughts and good feelings, good senses, are disrupted, and your relationship with God is disrupted. And something makes a home in you identifies with that which has upset you, the spirit of the world, you can call it, the spirit of doubt. And you can look for all over the world and everybody looking for love just through a pair of pants, a skirt, drugs, alcohol, anything, glory, power, money, but it's not there. You can draw the excitement of good feelings, of feelings of worth, but it's all empty. It makes you empty and empty because it leads you slowly but surely into all the wrong pleasures, all the wrong kinds of things. So, coming back to the simplicity of it, watch for this need to seek approval and let it go. Don't do anything. And then let it pass. And then next, watch for the irritation. Of course, there's the irritation you have to watch for when people intimidate you. Just those two. If you don't look for love, you won't get frustrated. See, I never get frustrated. I don't look for love from people. I love people, but I don't expect them to love me. See, I don't expect them. And it's not my outcome. See, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, we'll take our calls right away. And I mean right away. Tom in Jackson, is it California?
Yes, it is. Roy, am I on?
Yes, sir, you are.
Well, good. It's an honor to talk to you. I really love you. I had to call. I don't want you to, you know, go off the air. I've donated what I can. And,
well, that's very sweet. Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much.
You about a year ago, or over a year ago, crying my eyes out, and you helped me when I realized that I had a lot of hatred for my dad.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that's gone, and I think I've grown an awful lot.
I'm glad.
Quit drinking, quit a problem with pornography.
That's wonderful.
Along well at work and things like that, and I'm still working on things.
It's a lifetime journey. It's a lifetime journey. Don't worry.
I wanted to tell you I had maybe some good news, too, to throw your way. I produce some television down here. I have a small cable channel, and I recently, just the other day, we had an interview show with Al Lennox. He's the post commander of 108 American Legion here, and I told him about your program, what you're trying to do with what you are doing actually, and how you'd like to use the ranch and stuff. And
I showed
the link to Patriot Outreach, and he told me to send it his way. And in June he said he'll have a good sounding board because he'll be the post commander for actually the state commander for the American Legion.
Well, make sure he contacts. Make sure he contacts.
I basically told him
It's not me. I want to help people, but he needs to go through Colonel Monaco because Colonel Monaco will eventually branch off to his own. Patriot Outreach will be a separate organization, but meanwhile we are providing all of the groundwork for it and making sure that not a soldier doesn't die. Now, we're not very far yet because we haven't been able to reach out to enough people. We've got to several thousand, and the response to the CD called Coping Strategies is phenomenal. So we'd be happy to send as many CDs. You tell him if he wants coping strategies, we will send them as many as he needs. For the veterans who have post-traumatic stress or any kind of stress disorder, they'd only have to say they have a stress disorder from the military, and we will hand them out, and it's very private, and they don't need any psychiatrist after that.
Right. Well, I think I'll just tell him a few things about that, but let him hook up with Colonel Monaco.
Yes, please. Call the office, and they'll give you his phone number. And I want my first batch of 50 soldiers. I'm waiting for him for my first batch of 50 soldiers so that we will feed them and take care of them and we'll release them and they'll be on their way. Just like you. Just like what happened to you.
A little bit when I told him that you had told basically that, you know, the people are hypnotized, and a little bit about it, and said, you know, basically we kind of all are with, you know, we all are.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with this. People need to read my book, Hypnosis of Life, because I start off basically saying, you know, life itself is hypnotic. That's what I learned a long time ago. And we all are sort of owe our allegiance to those things, those people, places, and things that have disturbed us and been cruel to us when we were young. And the Reverend Wright, you know, and you see what he did to one of the candidates. And the candidate's a nice person, but he was bonded to them. He got his identity from him and was reluctant to let it go. And a person cannot let go of the identity of the abuser, because Reverend Wright is a bully. And when he was young, I'm sure he was searching. He sounds like looked like a good man. The candidate's a decent fellow, I know that. And he couldn't have escaped from that. If it wasn't on his way to becoming a president and had the power, he couldn't trump what was bigger than him. So people who have been traumatically manipulated and shaped cannot get away from their bully. The best thing they could do is transfer to another bully. So when they run away from one, they find themselves involved with another. Or they become the bully themselves. That's the big danger. Now do you understand what's going on in politics?
Can I make a commercial for you just for a second?
Yes, if you like.
Right there?
Commercial, yes.
I'd like to tell people that, you know, like the other day or whatever, when you were telling people they weren't paying their light bill, you know?
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, I pay what I can, when I can and stuff, but... You know, it certainly makes me feel a lot better to be able to contribute and to feel like I'm doing my part, because you certainly are delivering a great product that helps people beyond a doubt. And, you know, and you should be rewarded for that. No one should have
But you know something, it's very rare for people like myself to be rewarded, and it's very common.
Just call in and help this man out. He's
Thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't mean to speak over you, but it's very rare for a person like myself to be rewarded on a or to build or anything, because my whole idea is to let you go to be free, and from that freedom you should be able to give from freedom, not from me obligating you. So you
gave out of your
freedom.
You've got your reward. I know you've got your own from that, and you don't need us, but we need you. And I think
in a manner of speaking, I do need, because if I need someone to love, and so therefore when I finish loving a person, they don't need me anymore. They can still love me by being a good example. That makes me happy. See, I'm happy because you're a better person, and now you're going to affect other people for the good, and that's a good thing, and that's your thing now. And if you want to continue supporting me, that's wonderful. Thank you, but. But the thing is, not many people are like you. See, they just fall away. And because I have such a simple message, there isn't a whole lot in what I say, really. There's a lot, because in a manner of speaking, this great simplicity of solving a problem is over the head of most people. They don't want to face the beautiful simplicity. They like to make things complicated for themselves, because if there's no complication, there's no challenge. If there's no challenge, there's no development of ego. The whole thing is will and ego.
Well, you know, I really get that, and that's the, when I have, I know when I say that I'm having difficulties, it's because there's something that I want, and I'm, going after it. And the simplicity is just, you know, it's like, you know, there's really nothing to do. There's nothing there. Just let things, I don't want to say let things go, but, you know.
No, but they unfold when... You see, but you're giving me the opportunity. You're giving me the opportunity to say to the audience, life is one of responses, and the Bible says it perfectly. You cannot respond, obey two masters. You will hate one and love the other. So, if you respond to the pressures of life, you cannot bring forth any good. So if you think that being upset is normal and being excited, you are imbibing the pressures, and within it, with those pressures come the dark side of the force. That's why we see darkly.
Right.
That's why we're all demoralized and depressed and upset and nervous and frustrated and hopeless. And that's where it all comes from.
Right.
It's simple. Look, I said it simply.
You sure do.
Okay.
You're a
great
man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, my friend. And remember, as many people as need those they can get them. And when enough people are ready to come to the ranch through Colonel Monaco, they will be screened by him to the degree that they like what's happening through the coping strategies. That's why we qualify them. If they like it, and it's valuable, and it's working for them, we'll finish the job off by letting them stay a week at the ranch. And I'll work three hours a day with them, and they can enjoy the ranch fishing and do all kinds of nice things around there and help them build stuff if they want to. But they're free, and we'll provide them with food and lodging, no charge. I need to do it in batches. I'm going to get some of the restaurants around the area to volunteer one day's of service to our troops, to our veterans. All right. Well, and we make a commercial now in favor of that, with that nice commercial that David made.
...of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor. Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today.
Patriot Outreach is free, but not to the civilians. Civilians, there is something free which is similar to what they're getting, coping strategies. Coping strategies is very sophisticated for the army. For the military. But for you, you get the same thing, but you won't get it in such a concentration. You'll get that. You can go to the web and download it free, be still and know, which is what they get. The troops get that, except they get more. And then you have to donate for the rest, please. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to help the troops. If it wasn't for you, I'm not asking them for anything. I'm not asking for them. They've given enough, haven't they? What have you given? You pay taxes, and they waste it. And how they waste it? Well, they give the money to schools and their welfare and God knows what. And they create more pigs, basically. This is a crisis in the school. This was created by you giving to the teachers who ruin your children, and you won't see it. Because it interrupts your life to be able to homeschool your kids. It interrupts. You're too selfish to whatever money you have, you're better off putting them in a private school, and you've got to be careful of the private schools, too. The most educated kids we have are homeschooled. The ones that, not all of them, do well, but they have the best chance with the parents who love them. All right. There you are. There we are. My screen went blank, but it's only because it went to sleep. Like me, I almost went to sleep. Let me take a call from Luke. Hello, Luke, in California. You're 14 years old, are you?
Yes, sir.
You called the other night?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's your question tonight?
I was wondering, I keep asking my mom if I should go to the military when I'm 16 years old.
Yes, can you? I didn't know you could.
And she told me that I should call you.
Okay.
Ask you.
What is the purpose of you joining the military? You feel patriotic, or there doesn't seem to be, you don't have a dad, and that's a good place. I think it's a good place for young people to be.
Yes, sir.
Because bright people, and you learn a lot. You get a wonderful education. You get great discipline. The American military is the most, the military. But we're talking about Coast Guard. All the military, all of the services, are the most noble people in the world. You won't find a nobler group of people as there. If they're not noble when they go in, they end up being noble before they leave. Nobility is infection there, and loyalty is infectious there, and becoming an American is infectious there. Standing up for what you believe is right is infectious there, you see, and love of country is infectious there. And then if you stay there 3 or 4 years and you come out, you'll be educated. You get a scholarship, you get schooling, you become electronic technician, whatever you want to become.
Yes.
It's there. You can be a pilot, anything. And all these things, skills are useful for you in civilian life. You can adapt. I think it's a wonderful thing. When you don't have a dad, you don't have guidance, that's a wonderful place.
Yes, sir.
You get rid of your nagging mom. I get it. So, in that sense, yes.
Thank you.
I'm not like the left-wing crazy liberals who hate the military. You know, because something's really wrong with those people. If they ever call me, I could tell them. You know, just basically they're cowards.
Yes, sir.
They love their own life so much. And then their pleasures, and they're smoking, and they're drinking, and they're snorting. And so that's all they got, so they just can't sacrifice it. It's just self-serving, and there's not much you can do for them. And they just, so if any man stands up for them, if a man stands up for what's right, they're embarrassed about that. They're so embarrassed they become hostile towards them. And because they think, I can just give you a little psychology on it while they're listening, because they'll be listening, some of them will be listening at least. These people are submissive people. They've been bullied into submission, and they've said to themselves, I'm not going to become like the people I hate. So they end up, you know, loving each other. And usually loving something that loves them back. And that's the whole focus, loving something that loves them back. And it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be sex. And it's the illusion of loving and being loved, but it's really screwing and being outscrewed. You know, pardon the expression, but you know what that word means. So you see, so they're really cowards. They just want to yield and not fight. They want to love and not fight. They won't stand up for anything, but they want to yield to they want to deal with any pressures. They want to just be lovers. And so they don't want any wars, and they don't. But so when there's war, they hide their head in the sand, and the impulse to stand up for themselves doesn't exist. They would give in to the enemy. If they came over here, they'd welcome the enemy and love them. See, so as not to cause any trouble. People pleasers. Every people pleasers like that, but they love the enemy. The enemy could be far off, and they'd love them. They'd love the Al-Qaeda, and think America is evil, but they overlook the faults of those they fear. See that?
Yes, sir.
And they're offended by those who are noble and fear nothing. Okay, good answer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You always call me if you need any help. I'd be happy to give you whatever it's worth. Now, I'm going to take another call, 866-8883. That's an 800 number. 9 to 11 is lifetime. And, of course, I hope I'm speaking to live people. And not just the walking dead, but so many people are the walking dead, but they don't know it. They're dead, but they don't lie down. That's the problem. The light is on, but nobody's at home. But, you know, people look bright, and they've got personality and all of it, but you see, they're just programmed zombies. And so we're surrounded. The whole country's full of zombies. They don't know they're zombies. You go to the local mall, and you see, I don't know what they're called, I don't know what you call them. I had a funny name for them, and I can't think of it. It's like trolls under a bridge. That's about it. The whole mall is trolls under a bridge. They look weird. Now, if you look back through the Mouvetot news, that's how we used to get our news in the old days in the theaters, and you can get some of those clippings of shots of people walking the street, dignified, slim. There's a whole different atmosphere. The police didn't have much to do. There was rarely a murder. This country is poisoned. And the very people who accuse America, who accuse all the good people, you see the Reverend Wrights, there's a whole slew of people like that who see America's evil and Al-Qaeda is good. Farrakhan is wonderful. Haters of those who are good. And they feel good hating. They feel right when they hate the innocent, when they project their ugliness onto the innocent. who won't stand up for themselves, who don't know how to stand up for themselves. But now there's Israel. Thank God for Israel. I don't know what would become of us now if it wasn't for America helping Israel to become strong. Because they're tougher than we are. And even then, there's cowards there too. Half the country is liberals. See, they've forgotten, you know, what it's like to be subservient to the Gestapo, authority. The problem is always authority. Sick authority. Now, I'm an authority, but I don't have any pedigrees. Let's say I do. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. You'll never know. Or you may not know. I don't want you to know. I don't want to pull that on you, because to stand there in authority and call myself Reverend Roy, Reverend Masters, I could do that, to put it bluntly. And then you say, yes, my Reverend Ron, and you give me respect I don't deserve. A reverend doesn't deserve respect. Just because they have a collar, a doctor degree, does not mean to say that they... But you can't give yourself blindly to that, because that's what you do. The minute you put the cloth on, you put the robe on, you put the stethoscope on, you put the professor degree on, yes, professor, that doesn't mean to say he's any good, he's worthy of respect. But it doesn't mean that you have to resent them either. You just have to see them for what they are. I knew when I was a little boy. I knew when I was a little boy, and I looked at my teachers, and I saw they were dead. That's all. I didn't hate my teacher. My teacher were boring, and they were dead, and they were just blah, 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 blah. They're just telling me what they're... And it didn't mean anything to me. So I end up teaching myself everything. And that's how it should be. Call no man teacher. Oh, who said that? I didn't say that. Call no man teacher, or woman for that matter, especially the women. Call no man, but you only have one teacher, that's your Father in heaven. With that, what on earth does that mean? It means your common sense will pick out the things that you are to remember. Notice this, notice that. Oh, you start to notice, and all of a sudden you find yourself understanding these ideas come together all on their own, and they coalesce. The word is not coalesce, but they come together. And the spirit in you that causes you to notice this and notice that and notice the fault here and notice a bright idea there and see how a leaf falls, whatever it is. You wonder why you remember this. It's not because you're angry. It's because your mind is clear, free, innocent. And therefore, you notice things, and your teacher is showing you, notice this, notice that, notice this. It doesn't say that, but you, for some reason, you remember this, and all of a sudden it collates. That's the word I was looking for. It collates by itself. So I've written a whole thesis on how the universe began, and it so happens I found the God particle. And I'm going to present that next 2 weeks in Portland to the... American Physics Association. And you may get a copy and you may never get one, I don't know yet. But I think I'm going to shake the world a little bit. And I'm quite confident that I have something, very confident. Just as confident as I'm talking to you right now. I have what they're looking for, and I've got 24 pages of flawless logic. Nothing contradicts. Everything unfolds. Okay, from one thing. And I say in the article, listen, there's 15 years of spin can't be self-spin, that's silly. Spin bears witness to something spinning it, but then there has to be a spinner. But let's not talk about that, because we can't go there. See, let's not go there. Let's say there's a spin force, because spin can't spin by itself. So now we've got a spin force, and then I'll work with that. I'll tell you what that is, called gravity. Then I say gravity is an infinite variable. You can make anything out of it. And I show them how that's possible. And you don't even know what gravity is, but I'll show them what it is. It's not what you think. All right, now see, but when I make my peace with God, he says, good boy, now I'll show you how the universe is made. And that's what he did. Okay, we'll be right back. Show numbers are, what are they? Oh, yes, 5192, and the first hour is 5191, of course, naturally. 40 hours are available on one CD if you call the office, 866-RADIO-ROY.
Noble warriors, the memories of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor. Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today.
Oh, hello. Here I am again. Well, I'm going to hold my tin cup out and ask you to be quick about making up your mind whether you think this program is worth supporting. I have a church. It's a 501c3, so it doesn't look like one, does it? But it is. It's not a place with a steeple or anything like that, but I'm preaching the gospel right now. You haven't noticed it, have you? In my science, I do the same thing. I'm actually preaching the gospel by showing them what a God particle is, what gravity is and where it comes from, where the flowing field comes from, that makes everything from itself. And so even then, I know the Vatican has a science department, so why shouldn't I? I mean, basically. Right. So please, don't abandon me just because you get help, because I give you help very quickly. Well, many people, it's very quick, and therefore you don't need me anymore. It's like a doctor. Why would you pay your doctor once he helps you? But you haven't paid me. The trouble is, many of you listen for years before you even start, then you get better, and then you forget me. You give a donation, and that's it. It needs to be regular. It needs to be, you need to sort of support your church. That's what it basically is. And then you get wonderful sermons on Sunday morning. But it's not sermons, they're Sunday morning sessions. You can actually come to the ranch. But even when the soldiers get there, when the veterans get there, we'll have a Sunday morning service for a session for citizens. Our ranch is a bit run down right now. We're doing some back engineering, what do they call it, deferred maintenance. So that's going to cost a lot of money to fix it up. But we're going to make it nice before we invite anybody to it. The work's underway right now. So help us to do all that stuff, please. Thank you. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com, because I'm telling you it's very simple. One morning you wake up and I'm not here anymore. And I'm one of the few voices. I know there's lots of Sean Hannity's and good people like that. But there's no personal help for you, so to show you what part of the problem you are, so you can stand apart from it and shine like a light, and eventually you can all shout with one voice, I'm sick and tired, you can't do this to me anymore. And they won't. Not when I finish with you. Nobody will mess with you. Us. All right. 866-8883. And my office number is 866-RADIO-ROY, 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 FHU.com, the website. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I like the Spaniard guitar. Okay. I'm Roy Masters. I'm a Spaniard. I'm partly Spanish and partly Jewish. Excuse me putting it that way. All right, we're going to go to Betty in South Carolina. Need help, by the way, two adult children. Well, they're not children if they're adults, are they? But I know what you mean. Go ahead, Betty. What can I do for you?
I have two children, 39 and 31, and the girl is pregnant on her second child and desperate for a husband.
And oh, dear.
She's she's...
She's not likely to find one unless she puts herself out, pardon the way I said that, and that's what she's been doing, and she's not going to get anywhere doing that.
No,
you get all the you'll get all the dogs.
Yes, that's what she's been doing.
So she's not going to be able to get a husband. You can trick them into, you know, trick them into doing that, hoping she can manipulate them, but she may not be strong enough to do that. She ends up as a victim.
That's what she's been.
But but tricking someone is an attempt to manipulate them into being
right.
a father. You right. can't manipulate a person. You can't obligate a man to be a father to your children. That's not... A man must offer love to a woman. A woman must be noble. And
right.
Noble man must look for the noble women and invite them into his world. Otherwise, the man falls into the woman's world, and it's not a very nice place.
It's not.
You know, you laugh about that, don't you?
And I don't know how to deal with a man myself.
I know, it's because you've been divorced.
Right.
It's because you're passing the divorce gene on to your children, you see.
Right.
Well, and that's why there's
But
you're a nice lady. Actually, I like you.
Right.
Because I see you're a woman who sees that her life has gone wrong somewhere, but you don't want to see it happen to your children, but here you're suffering the pain of seeing it, right?
Right.
And now you feel obligated, you have to take care of your grandchildren because they're not capable of bringing up their own children sort of thing. Is that correct?
Right.
See, so now it's... Maybe you have another chance for the next generation.
Oh,
but I think your second chance is the baby's first chance, because I don't think the mother is going to be able to live up to it, but maybe you can. Maybe grandma can be the kind of mom she... Because I'm sure that your daughter will abandon to you. And but this time you're not going to spoil her, and this time you're going to find the Lord in your heart. Because, you see, a woman can bring up a child so long as she's a noble woman. And a noble woman usually loves a noble husband who loves his creator. It's a divine order, you see.
Right.
Like the military, you know, the officer, the sergeant, the commissioned officers love the general, and the... And then the sergeant respects the officers, and the men respect the sergeants, and so on and so forth. It is a military chain of command, and so is heaven. And
right.
so you can't men, women can't go run around giving up their virginity to any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Right.
And they mustn't. But of course, there are people who go around teaching you that it's only sex, stupid, and they're liberating you from maternal motherhood. See. And giving them infernal motherhood.
Right.
And so these are the people, these are the left-wing crazies, who are not so crazy, who are dismantling our society by destroying the holy union between men and women and confusing what love really is.
Right.
And so you are you're a sweet Christian lady. I know you are.
Right.
And you're not going to hide that from me. Because
no.
I can hear it in you. You got it in your heart.
Right.
So... My message to you is the pain in your heart has awakened you, correct?
Right.
Now you have an opportunity to spend the rest of your life somehow being the noble grandma that is God-filled grandma that bears witness to God in the child's heart.
Right.
And
right.
teach her not to hate her mother. Teach her not to hate her mother.
Right.
And take full responsibility. Say, look, when she gets old enough, you can explain how divorce is systemic in the family. It goes to the generations, you see, and it's all my fault. But I'm gonna be your grandma. I'm gonna be the mother I never was.
Right.
See, and I'll help you find that nice man because I'll make you ready for the noble man.
Right.
See, so keep yourself clean, and that's the attitude. You don't have to talk to about that. Just have to be that light.
In my daughter's life?
Yeah, in your daughter's. Your daughter may come around too, you never can. Because I had a lady, I love this lady to this day. She's my good friend, and she actually belongs right now to the... She doesn't know which church she belongs to, Bond or me, but, you know, she loves me also. And she used to work at the foundation, and that's just a little story, a black American, and she was the dope pusher. And she came off the streets. And then she gave up the drugs and everything. She became a very sweet lady.
And but the effect on her children was devastating, and eventually one of her sons, you know, got murdered. And then she had two daughters, but eventually the example of the mother brought them around, and I tried to help the son, and I tried to be his dad, but he wouldn't have anything of it, you see. So that's a long story, but and then I had to deliver a eulogy in the black church, and I stood up there and I said, I tried to be his dad. I tried to get him to save his money. I gave him a job. And I tried to guide him about spending it, not wasting it and gambling it. I said, you know who killed him? And I said, all the young people in the black church. You did. I tried to guide him and you misguided him. And you couldn't hear, you know, I thought I was going to get murdered, but I wasn't. I got loved. My computer keeps shutting down on me, so there it is. It goes to sleep, so I'll have to change that. It goes to sleep before I do with my computer. But anyway, I think you got the point, though, don't you?
Right.
So don't get angry with your daughter. And don't, I don't know what I can do with you, but are you meditating? Have you meditated with my meditation yet?
Right.
You have?
Right.
Good. And that's how you get, that's it. So you're getting better then.
Right.
You begin to see more clearly. You begin to see your mistakes. So don't get bitter, get better. If you don't get better, you'll get better.
Right.
See? It's the bitterness of your life that made you hungry for men.
That's what it was.
And the bitterness of your own life made you, you know, made you hungry for some love. But because when you were young, you know, you had come from a broken family as well.
Yes, that's what it is.
See? And then you hated your parents, and that hollowed you out, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And where would you look to fill the hollow except in the world, because you lost the connection to the Spirit and you didn't know where it was?
Right.
You knew about God, you knew about Jesus, but you didn't know where to find him.
Right.
But now you do, don't you?
Right.
You have him. You had him there all along. You had him there all along. It was your conscience, but you got mad at your conscience. You right. actually got angry so you didn't have to feel your conscience.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
See? Now, I'm not Reverend Wright now. Remember that. Okay. How dare you call me right? All right, I'm saying it myself. Bye. Okay, thank you. All right, we can take some more calls in a little bit. Sometimes you think I'm... If you could just see my shiny little face, maybe I should find a way to... you know, televise my radio programs. We're working on televising the Sunday morning program, I mean, so that you can actually see it live rather than seeing it the day after or Wednesday. We have to sort of edit it and make nice, clean it up sometimes. But it'd be nice if you could actually call in. We have a telephone and you can call in while we're doing it live, and you might be able to see it on the Sunday morning sessions. Now, I think my producers and Greg Lambert and those in the video department over there at the foundation, on the they do all the internet miracles. They went to Staples and bought a mini cam. That was probably going to do it. And I said, that works. Nothing fancy. And of course, we'll post it on Wednesday. And this time we'll post a visual one. That'd be nice. That would be actually good. And I got to thank Jesse Peterson, he did it, and so I figured, well, he can do it. Well, I can do it too. 866-8883. You still want to call in, or you can leave me? I just want to read you a bedtime story. Let's see, my book, The Hypnosis of Life, The Hypnosis of Sin. The first trauma one experiences induces an altered state of consciousness, accompanied by physical changes and problems. Each succeeding mental high produces a new physical low. That's bipolar, isn't it? And the awareness of the symptoms of failing is felt as self-consciousness, and everybody thinks that self-consciousness is painful. They run from it, but the self-consciousness is a rift between what is the fallen nature. The self-consciousness is an awareness of a self gone wrong, the animal in conflict with the human, or the sin. The consciousness of one's transference of loyalty to the world around you.
and the conscience becomes your enemy, doesn't it? You see, so your hands feel heavy, you know, feels clumsy, and you feel self-conscious, and you get angry at this consciousness because it reminds you how wrong you are, and you go to friends who help you to feel good about yourself, which is terrible. It reinforces the problem, and you become the slave of their enforcing, of their endearment. And the terms of the endearment is your slavery, your servitude. So the ego has become less for aspiring, turn the page, to be more. In other words, it's sinned. It's about being in control and then being angry for not getting control and having someone control you, and you go out and try to control somebody. It's all about controlling oneself and controlling the way one feels. And if you listen to the Sunday morning sessions, the openings, salvo, the opening part that introduces you to the Sunday morning conversations is a young man I've known for a long time. He has type 1 diabetes, and that's, according to medicine, is not curable. I've told him all along it will get better if he could overcome what he's holding on to, and Sunday morning I got him. It's taken him years for me. He just sits there and he just smiles, and he's always agreeing, but he doesn't say a whole lot, and this time I got him, and he broke down. And it was just a, you know, bad background, and then school teacher, and did something awful, and he just started crying and said, "You see, it's all about control." He said, "I have weakness, and I can't. I hate my weakness." I said, "Well, that's how you get weaker, isn't it?" And finally, it came out. You should hear it. We have live audience. I don't have a live audience. I think all sort of mostly you're on dope, aren't you? You know, or you're just too scared to call. But anyway, shock of trauma pulls the ego away from the reality, and for a fleeting moment, a delusion of grandeur appears. Under cover of the thought process, a sort of imprint, indelible imprint, is put into the mind, around which a sensuous nature develops in a devolutionary fashion. The psychotic victim has then become addicted to gathering his identity through the traumatic experience with people, while he gathers the natural compensatory substance of his being from pleasure. See, so the need for pleasure comes from reacting angrily to injustice and being separated from the ground of your being of goodness. Got that? And then you try to fill yourself with something that looks like good, tastes good, feels good, but it isn't good at all. It just enslaves you. It's not the solution to angry and sinful, angry sinfulness and judgment and hatred. It's not the cure. You've got to let it all go. Be right back. Okay, now, I suggest that if you want to read some interesting books, the first one is How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. And there's several how-to books. The Hypnosis... Well, no, let's see. All the how-to books. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and I'm looking at them because I can't remember the name of my own books. How to Survive Your Parents, that's a good one. How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent needs to read, because you are the victim of your parents. And they are victim of their parents. And you have them in you, and there's no you. Do you hear me? There is no you. There's only you is realizes that there is no you. Then there's you. Now that sounds like a paradox, doesn't it? Not. If you can realize that your thoughts and you are not you, because if you can control your thoughts, then if you can't control your thoughts, then it's not coming from you. If those thoughts were coming from you, then you could change them. But then what would you change them to? What would you have inspire you? You inspire yourself. Will you sort of counsel with your own intellect, as a lot of people do? When they hear something, you have to figure it out to see if what they're hearing is right. You have to consult their intellect. It can't be obvious. To me, everything's obvious. It's obvious that people are stupid. It's obvious that Reverend Wright is wrong. It's obvious. It's obvious that his followers are mad. But they can't help themselves. They don't know it. Because he helps them feel that they're sane. And he helps people to feel who are sane, or reasonably sane. And it helps them to think that they're crazy. And there's war. That's a dangerous man. He's not a pathetic man. He's dangerous. He knows what the hell he's doing. Anyway, where am I going with this? I don't even know myself. I'm trying to get you to buy some books now. So here's How to Survive Your Parents, a book every person should read. How to Survive Your Parents. Now, with that, with How to Conquer Negative Emotions and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, those books are good too. And Secret Power of Words and Adam and Eve Syndrome. That's all about sex and the games that we play with each other, which is old as the hill. There's no new games, they're all the same old ones. Basically, we're all sort of typecast from... We're just replacements of stupid people from the past who never found it. Or smart ones who did. Which one are you? No, no, do you? I know who I am. Do you know who you are? Well, I can tell you, you're not yourself. And if you can see that, you're already starting to get better. Because most people don't see it. Okay, we'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, Curtis, what can I do for you?
Hello.
Hello, Curtis.
Hi, is this Roy?
Yes, hiya.
Okay.
okay, wait a minute.
Dan, I love you so much. You're just a great guy. I've been listening to you for so many years, and I've been trying to tell everybody about you. And
They won't have anything of it. They won't hear me, will they? They won't. They don't want to hear me.
No, they never do.
They don't. It's hard to bring a friend in because we're surrounded by ignoramus, ignorami, plural.
So,
we're surrounded by,
I know we don't have very much time.
Right.
I'm a good guy. I feel like I'm a good guy. Okay.
Okay.
People around me feel like I'm a good guy, but when I really try to do really good things,
yes,
people they misunderstand it.
Yes, of course they will. I do good things all the time, and people don't like me for it. Especially the local media doesn't like me, and the local ministers don't like me. The church doesn't like me, because if they listened to me, who would listen to them? I get that.
Yeah.
See, so and the doctors don't like me. The American Medical Association doesn't like me.
My father's a leading anesthesiologist, and I don't like my father. So,
they couldn't be good ones. But the medical people, for the most part, the pharmaceuticals are all corrupted. The whole system is corrupted. They're not the same kind of doctors we had when I was young.
Yeah.
They were real doctors in those days.
Yeah.
They just loved their patients. People were different. They weren't difficult to love. They were good people in those days. The majority of people, Americans, were good. That's why we won wars. And now we're losing them because we don't have the backing of our own people anymore.
See, I know. I'm ashamed. I want to tell you something, Roy. I've been listening to you for years, you told me not to listen to you.
It's not me.
What's really cool about you is you don't need to listen to me.
What I'm trying to say, maybe I didn't make it, I think you understand it, actually, but let me make it clear to my listeners who are listening to us talking.
Sure.
Is because all I want is for me to hear where I'm coming from. And the words are the medium through which I transmit where I'm coming from, which is where I want to send you to in yourself. So if you can recognize where I'm coming from, it will awaken you to the same light I have, and then who needs me anymore?
Exactly. That's exactly correct. I mean, that's
It takes a while, though. It takes me a while to guide you out of your sins.
Yes.
Out of your the complexities of you, of the mass of confusion that's in your head. I have to walk a lot of people through that. And there's all kinds of traps. There's all kinds of traps there.
But you know what? When I want to walk my life in this world, you know, and be the really good person that that I am.
Yes.
And they don't. You know, it's like as good as you get. It's like all of a sudden
you threaten everybody.
They want to like steal from you, rob from you, attack you.
It's true. It's very true. Very true.
So you know what I'm doing right now, Roy? I want to tell you right now.
I've only got one minute, and we're done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm in the process of actually getting rid of all my possessions because I don't even want to have people steal from me anymore.
Well, no, you don't want to do that because at Tall Timber Ranch they've stolen lots of things from there. But the point is that's okay. I mean, you know, you can't help. You know, if you're a farmer, the rats will eat some of your food, and the crows will eat some. And people, but you'll still have plenty, so don't worry about it. You don't want to have that attitude, walk around with nothing because people steal from you. So that's silly. That's a silly attitude. So
I think it is too, but I don't know what to do.
But you get rid of the things that weigh you down, the things you don't really need. Look in your attic and see how much you can sell, and then you have money in your pocket for opportunities that will come your way. Go to those flea markets and make a little stand there and sell all the junk, the stuff you don't need, and then use the money to look for opportunity. Turn $1 into two and two into four, four into eight, and so on and so forth. I want you to do something.
Okay.
I want you to take a penny and multiply it exponentially 20 times. Tell me how much you get. So if you take one penny and you double it, and you make a penny makes another penny, and two pennies make four pennies, and four minted pennies make 16 pennies, and 16 pennies make, 16 times 16, I don't know what it is anymore. But the point is, it's not 16, it's 32, isn't it? So, and then 64 and 128, there it is. So you'd be surprised how much money you get when you reach 20 times that much. It's millions of dollars. So save your money. Don't waste it on coffee, you know, the various coffee places and dribble it away here and there. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting the program. 866 Radio Roy. Would you please call tomorrow and check the website, FHU.com.
Noble warriors, the memories of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor. Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today. If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access to this.
www.patriotoutreach.org.